Okay, let's unpack this. Think about, one of the most basic tasks in the legal world. Just delivering a piece of paper.
Right. Serving a document.
Exactly. We've all seen it on TV. Someone walks up, hands over a file, says, "You've been served," and then, walks off all dramatic.
It looks so simple, logistics solved.
But what if that task is actually a really complex negotiation with geography, with local industry, and even with obscure court rules?
That is the perfect legal paradox, isn't it? The whole process is meant to be straightforward, but when you zoom in on a very specific place, the whole thing can just grind to a halt.
And that's where we're going today.
It is. Our deep dive takes us to South Louisiana, specifically St. Mary Parish. We're going to center on the historic town of Franklin to really understand this unique challenge.
So that's our mission here, to figure out why the general nationwide approach, the kind of thing that works in, say, Manhattan or LA, is just completely useless here. We want to know how that hyper-local expertise isn't just surviving, but actually thriving, making sure these critical documents get served right the first time.
And our whole focus is going to be on the system that governs this area, the 16th Judicial District Court, or the JDC. We're digging into the source material to look at the terrain, the industrial clock, and even the courthouse filing quirks that make this a really specialized trade.
So let's start with the ground itself, the landscape. We've been calling it the geography of failure. For anyone listening who hasn't been there, Franklin, Louisiana, zip code 70538. It's this beautiful town on the Bayou Teche.
It is. It's gorgeous.
So what makes it such a logistical nightmare for someone just trying to find an address?
It's the mix, the blend of environments. St. Mary Parish isn't just one thing. You're mixing, the neat grid of the historic downtown streets with these huge, sprawling rural properties, farmland, coastal marshes, and then boom, a heavy industrial zone.
All meshed together.
For an out-of-town server, or even worse, for some contractor hired blindly by a national agency, it's just impossible.
So let's say a big law firm in Chicago needs to serve papers there. What's the standard way they mess it up?
They usually default to two pretty poor options. First, they might just send it to the St. Mary Parish Sheriff's Office. And look, they're great, but as we'll get into, they're often swamped with criminal
Right,
cases.
that's not their top priority.
Not at all. Or second, they try to farm it out to some low-bid national network, and that network just emails the papers to an inexperienced contract driver.
And what happens then? What's the actual consequence when that contractor gets the job?
Delay, then failure. Then the cost just goes up and up.
I see.
That person often doesn't know the difference between, say, the easy residential streets in Franklin and the long, winding rural highways that define the rest of the parish. They're just following Google Maps to an address that hasn't been updated in 10 years.
It probably leads them down some gravel road with no signs.
Exactly. Our sources pointed to that moment when GPS fails as the critical point. Technology is just so unreliable on those back roads.
Why is that? Why can't you trust the tech there?
Because the addressing and the actual, physical geography just haven't been mapped cleanly for a digital system. We're talking about rural routes that might use a landmark instead of a street number, or properties where the official mailing address is just an approximation. It doesn't match the actual driveway. So the generic server follows the dot on the map, and when that dot disappears 15 minutes out of town,
They just give up. Market address invalid.
they give up. But a local expert, they know where that dot should be. They operate on institutional memory. They know the difference between the neighborhoods in Franklin and the specific access roads for the industrial sectors, like around the port of West St. Mary.
So they have that mental map.
A very detailed mental map. They know where Main Street ends and the real rural routes begin.
So break it down for us. What's the operational radius they're covering every day?
Oh, it's huge. It's a whole patchwork. You've got the city of Franklin itself, the historic part, the hospital area, but then you have to immediately expand that to places like Baldwin and Sherrington.
Which have their own challenges.
Huge challenges. You're dealing with rural routes right next to tribal lands, which can be inherently complex. And crucially, they're covering the entire Highway 90 corridor. That's the artery connecting other key spots like Morgan City and Patterson. It's a huge, complex area.
And one failed attempt could mean almost an hour of wasted driving time with the clock always ticking.
You got it.
So, if the landscape is one hurdle, the people are another. You mentioned this area is known as sugarcane country. What makes the work rhythm there so different for a process server?
It's industrial logistics dictating legal logistics. It's that simple.
Meaning?
A lot of the defendants you're trying to find in St. Mary Parish, They don't work 9-to-5 jobs. They're industrial workers.
Okay, so like maritime crews, oil field guys.
Precisely. Oil field hands, sugar mill employees, plant operators. If you show up at their house at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday, well, good luck. You're going to miss them. They're working these complex, non-standard shifts.
12 hours on, 12 off, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. Or rotating schedules. So you can't just plan on catching them after dinner. You have to understand the actual industrial timetable of the parish. A good local server treats it less like a delivery and more like an intelligence op.
Coordinated around a very specific window.
A very narrow window. The only reliable time to get these folks is during a shift change at the plants or mills. You have to know when they clock out, and just as important, how they leave the facility.
So you're literally positioning yourself at a shipyard gate or an oil field entrance.
That's the whole game. And
yep.
You might only have a 10 or 15 minute window before that worker is on the road and gone.
That's the critical insight then.
Absolutely. A national server, they might try at 6 p.m., miss the person, then come back the next day at 10 a.m. They've already lost a full day.
While the local team knows.
The local team knows if the night shift ends at 6:30 a.m., you better be at that gate at 6:20 a.m. Missing that tiny window means the person is gone halfway down Highway 90 before you even know what happened. The whole strategy shifts from being address-focused to schedule-focused.
Our source material had a really great specific story from an attorney, Michael T., that just nails this point. Can you walk us through that case?
Yeah, that was a good one. Michael T. was talking about this really difficult serve on a defendant working at a shipyard near Franklin.
And the defendant was actively avoiding them.
Oh, yeah. Actively dodging. Michael T. had already tried a couple of those national services. They all gave up. They just reported back that the guy was unavailable or unfindable.
So what did the local expert do differently?
They used their specialized knowledge of the local maritime industry. They didn't just have a home address. They had access to industrial directories. They knew the general shift rotations for that specific shipyard.
So they didn't just go to the house?
No. They sent a server who just waited patiently near the gated entrance during that critical morning shift change. They just sat there in the humid Louisiana air, waiting for the exact moment the worker walked out of the security gate.
And it got him right there.
Served him right there, successfully.
That is the definition of going the extra mile. And since we already know GPS is basically useless there, that server was relying completely on a deep internal map of local knowledge.
Completely. They're relying on someone who knows the specific, unmarked back road to that industrial gate, even when their cell service cuts out. And when you think about the stakes, this was a difficult defendant delaying litigation. That one piece of local knowledge turned a total failure into a success.
It's not just about driving, it's about anticipation.
That's a word for it, anticipation.
Okay, so we've covered the tough roads, the confusing layout, the industrial clock. Mm. Let's pivot now from the street to the courthouse. Because even a perfect serve is worthless if the filing gets rejected.
And that's the other half of the battle right there.
So any legal action in Franklin falls under the 16th Judicial District Court, the JDC.
Correct. And it's important to know the court's structure. It's a big jurisdiction. It covers three parishes, St. Mary, Iberia, and St. Martin.
But for a lawyer handling a case specifically there, where do they need to go?
They need to go right to Franklin. The St. Mary Parish cases are handled at the parish courthouse, 500 Main Street. But the key isn't just knowing the address. It's understanding the unwritten rules of the clerks and judges who work there every single day.
And what's the big aha moment when it comes to the filings themselves? Why can't you just use a standard form?
It all comes down to the affidavit of service, the proof.
The document the server prepares.
Exactly. And in the 16th JDC, specifically at that courthouse in Franklin, the clerks and the judges have very distinct, sometimes very localized, preferences for how that affidavit has to be formatted and presented.
Give me an example. What could go wrong?
Well, a generic out-of-state template might be technically legal, but if it doesn't meet the 16th JDC's specific expectations, like maybe they need the address formatted with a certain rural route code or a unique local rule about an exhibit.
The clerk will just kick it back.
They'll reject the filing. And a rejection means the attorney has to start over, the server has to refile. You could lose a week or more from your case timeline.
Which could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
So a local expert just knows how to format it perfectly for that one courthouse.
That familiarity is gold. They're in the St. Mary Parish Courthouse all the time. They know the clerks. They understand the internal filing process before they even walk in the door. That seamless integration, it ensures the service is valid and accepted on the very first try.
That is such a crucial detail. It really separates basic delivery from, you know, expert legal administration. And we saw that this regional knowledge helps with more than just serving papers.
Oh, absolutely. The location itself makes these other services mandatory.
Like what?
Mobile notary, for one. If you're a lawyer outside the area, having a notary who can drive to a remote industrial site, I mean, the nearest notary office might be a 45-minute drive down winding roads.
Sure. And skip tracing.
Skip tracing there is specialized. You need someone familiar with local maritime and industrial directories, not just the big national credit databases, to find a defendant who might have just changed jobs in the oil field.
So the local knowledge turns these nice-to-have support services into absolute must-haves.
Exactly. They become an indispensable part of the legal team. They're providing court filing expertise for the 16th JDC. Legal courier runs across the parish, even acting as a registered agent for local businesses.
Okay, let's move to the last piece of the puzzle. Speed. Prioritization. We know time is the enemy in any legal action.
And this brings us back to that question of efficiency. If the St. Mary Parish deputies are the official servers, why not just use them every time?
The assumption is that law enforcement is always the fastest route.
And that assumption just misses the reality of modern law enforcement. The deputies are dedicated, but they are often critically overwhelmed with criminal duties.
Arrests, investigations, emergencies.
All of that. So when a department is prioritizing high-stakes criminal work, civil papers, like a subpoena or an eviction notice, they often get put on the back burner. That can mean weeks of delay.
So the real advantage of a private server isn't just their knowledge, it's their singular focus. Civil papers are their only priority.
Precisely. Their only job at that moment is your legal document. They can dedicate hours, weekends, whatever it takes. It's a luxury that law enforcement just doesn't have, and that translates into guaranteed service tiers.
So what can someone with a case in the 16th JDC realistically expect?
There are generally three tiers based on urgency. For standard stuff like an eviction, you have routine service. The first attempt is guaranteed within 3 to 5 business days. Steady, reliable.
But what if you've got a deadline breathing down your neck?
Then you escalate. Rush service. The first attempt happens way faster, usually within 24 to 48 hours. This is essential when a delay of just a few days could throw off the whole case schedule.
And then there's the emergency button. The failure is not an option moment.
That's same-day service. It's immediate dispatch, prioritized above everything else, often within minutes of getting the request.
And this is for?
This is for the really urgent judicial matters in the 16th JDC, a temporary restraining order, an emergency custody hearing, situations where time is literally measured in hours. Only a local team that can mobilize instantly can guarantee that kind of speed.
The sources credit Scott Frank, the founder of the agency, with being the anchor for this expertise. Over 20 years of experience serving difficult defendants in South Louisiana.
That kind of longevity, that's a non-renewable resource in this field. It's a historical understanding of land use, industrial turnover, even the court's changing preferences. It's what separates a driver with a paper from a true logistical strategist.
So let's sum this up. What does this all mean for you, the listener, trying to understand how the system actually works in a place like Franklin?
It means that expertise in process serving, especially in a place as demanding as St. Mary Parish, it really comes down to a complex intersection of three things.
Okay.
First, specialized geography, knowing those rural routes and industrial gates by heart. Second, intimate local court knowledge mastering the specific filing quirks of the 16th JDC. And third, the ability to operate around the defendant's industrial schedule, especially those shift changes.
And if a server misses any one of those three,
The case stalls, and the client pays the price.
a powerful summation. Now, before we wrap up, we have to include the critical disclaimer from our sources.
Yes, we have to be clear. This information is purely for educational purposes. It's an analysis of logistical challenges. It does not constitute legal advice. The providers we talked about are logistics experts. They are not attorneys.
And they aren't affiliated with any law firms or government agencies?
Correct. Always, always consult a qualified attorney for any legal guidance.
Excellent. And now, a final provocative thought for you to take with you from this deep dive. We learned today that the entire judicial system's efficiency in St. Mary Parish really hinges on knowing about local bayous and shipyard schedules. So now consider your own region. What other highly specialized, deeply local knowledge, whether it's about, you know, old permitting rules, unique zoning laws, or the specific politics of a small town council, what knowledge is absolutely critical to making the system work where you live? And what are the hidden costs when that specialized community-level knowledge is just gone, something to mull over?